Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Austin Slater. Well, I'll tell you, it's spring training, and people think, oh, it's spring training, the weather's good, and play a little golf. Not for you. You are working very hard.
Yeah, you know, they've got me switching multiple positions, so trying to get as much work in as I can between first base and the outfield. So it's kept me busy for sure.
Well, let's talk about first base, because I had the pleasure of watching you work the other day on the double plays with you and Crawford and Panic over there. And let the fans know, and here's Joey Amalfitano hitting your ground balls and screaming at you and yelling at you, and you got Woe hitting from the other side. This is part of spring training, but talk about what you're learning over there and what life is like for you.
Yeah, you know, Joey and Woe, they keep it interesting and they keep it fun. And, you know, I'm just trying to absorb as much as possible. You know, Brandon Belt's one of the best first basemen in the league. I think people don't give him enough credit for his defense. And then you get to talk to Craw and Posey and Panic about, you know, how to read ground balls and what hops you're looking for and that kind of stuff. So it's been great to, you know, get some experience in spring training here instead of just hopping in midseason and trying to figure it out. So I feel like I'm learning a lot, especially on the infield. And, you know, I just got to keep up my outfield defense and maintain that kind of stuff and improve first step.
Well, let's talk about first base. And what are you learning over there? You say learning to read hops and things like that. Put it into other words for us.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess going into a little more detail, you're looking for which hop you want to attack the ball, or if you want to play it back. If it's hopping high, then you know you might want to play it back, or else you might get one of those in betweeners, or then you see the guy trying to jump up and it hits his chest, and who knows where it goes from there. So trying to learn which way to move on the ground ball, whether coming in, working back, because at first base you have a little more time, and working on the flip plays with the pitchers, things like that I never really had a chance to work on last year.
Well, Austin Slater with us. You're a right-handed thrower. Now, for a first baseman to throw right-handed, you're throwing into the runner. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that? What do you have to take a step into the infield? What do you have to do?
You know, hopefully you've positioned yourself so you're not right in line with the runner when you field the ground ball. So you're either in front of the line and can get it on the inside of the base, or you're behind him where you can get it on the outside, let the shortstop or second base, you know, depending on the shift, so they can set up and you just try to leave it on that side of the bag for him.
Where does Craw like it?
I think, you know, it depends. You just throw it around the bag, he's going to catch it. Yeah. So, you know, I think for him, obviously he'd rather have it, you know, chest. But, I mean, for me, he's just like, just get it around the bag and I'll do the rest. So that, you know, that eases your mind a little bit and, you know, helps you relax when you're out there.
Now, there's part of that play, sometimes you have to get back and cover first, where hopefully the pitcher is there. How does that work?
Yeah, it's a communication drill. You know, that's what spring training's for, is working on that with the pitching staff and working on the bunt plays and who's covering where. And, you know, luckily we have a lot of veteran relievers and starters, and, you know, they know how to do it. They've been around long enough to know. So for me, it's learning on each pitcher's, you know, athletic ability and you know, who's better around the bag and who I should get back and try to take the ball myself.
Okay, so you take your cue from the pitcher more or less.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. All right. Austin Slater, we're talking a little detailed baseball of first base. It was fun watching you out there the other day. So you kick a few. You throw a few away. Does it bother you, or is just how do you deal with it?
You know, it's part of the game. So obviously you're upset with yourself and you're upset letting your pitcher and teammates down. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing about baseball is, you know, it's a team sport. So, you know, you make an error and, you know, maybe it leads to a run or two. And, you know, but your teammates are there to pick you up. And then you have a chance to make up for it with a bat. So, you know, obviously it's something that bothers you. But you got to let it go or else, you know, you might kick another one, you know, a play or two later. So, You gotta adjust fast and forget quickly. So that's kind of the name of the game.
Okay. All right, good advice, Austin Slater. Brandon Crawford was working with you. You took a break in the action the other day, and he was giving you some tips. What was that all about?
Yeah, it was mostly about reading hops. You know, you don't get however many gold gloves he has without, you know, paying great detail to every single thing that you do in the field. And he takes a lot of pride in it, and he's more knowledgeable than maybe anyone on the field right now. So it was great just hearing from him and having him have eyes on me as well. On things to work on. So that was great.
Now, the short hop to a first baseman, some people say the long hop is the toughest. Maybe that's the toughest, and other people think maybe differently. Brandon Belt has more issues with the long hop. I've noticed that. What do you think?
You know, especially, you know, coming from the outfield, they always tell you to, if you can't get it there in the air, go for a long hop. Okay. It's typically easier to read, and it gives a little more time to react, you know, in any direction. Whereas the short hop, you know, it can kick straight up, or sometimes it'll stay down, okay, depending on the spin of the ball, if it's top spin or backspin. So, you know, that's something they always tell us is, you know, look, go for the long hop.
Okay. All right. Now, you have a first baseman's glove. Where'd you get it?
I had Rawlings deliver one next day shipping last year, middle of the season. But, you know, I had a little more time to prepare going into this year. So there was one waiting in my locker this spring training.
So you only have one?
I have two. I have two now. Yeah.
So you got your gamer and what the game, the one you work in?
Yeah, breaking in another one and got the gamer. That's what spring training's for, breaking some gloves too.
Yeah. I love the story. Austin Slater with us. Let's talk about hitting. The other day, you pulled a couple. You're getting the bat head out there, and you've got the swing going right now, it seems to me.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I worked on a lot this offseason. Going into the offseason, talking to, you know, coaches and, you know, our analytics guys, and yeah, I had one of the highest ground ball rates in all of baseball last year with 200-plus plate appearances. Okay. So, you know, for them, they were telling me the importance of getting the ball in there, and obviously it's something that I needed to work on. So going into the offseason, I worked on my bat path and staying in the zone longer and working through balls better. And so far I've been really happy with the results. Maybe they haven't led to as many hits, but I guess I'll say, knock on wood, I haven't hit a ball on the ground this spring. So for me, it's less about the average and more about, or less about the result, you know. Yeah. You hear guys talk about that a lot, and it's more about the process and controllables, the things that you can actually control. And you can't control where they're playing or, you know, exactly where you hit it, but you can control everything else going into it. And so far I've been very pleased with how that's gone.
Yeah, very good insight. Very good insight into your swing and the ground ball rate. It's so funny you said that. I was talking to Drew Ferguson the other day, who is the genius nerd of hitting, you know that. And, you know, he hasn't had many hits. And he's a Rule 5 guy, and, you know, he'd like to, you know, of course, be in competition with you, perhaps, for, you know, for a spot. But he says just what you said. It's his approach. He's not getting killed at the plate. It's just not happening. But he's happy with his swing, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's easy to say in spring, you know, when it doesn't really count. You know you're in competition with all the guys around you, and you're still trying to build camaraderie and, you know, work together and to one goal. But, you know, when the hits aren't dropping, it's easy to fall into, I wouldn't say despair, but fall into a negative attitude that can affect your approach and affect how you prepare every day. So baseball is a game of combating that every single day, you know, trying to come to the ballpark with a positive attitude and positive mindset, because that's really the only thing you can control.
Yeah. Pleasure having you on. This is a good, I enjoy the conversation. Austin Slater, thanks so much.
As always, thank you, Marty.
Okay. Yeah. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.